Hi, folks. It's the last weekend of the month, and it's the Rockaberry weekend. If you tuned in thinking you were going to get the Shasta Serenade, well, you really have. It's just that the last weekend of every month, we play old rock and roll, R&B, pop music, old country music, from the 40s into the 70s. Well, let's start out with a guy who was born on August 27th, 1937. He had one major hit, and that stemmed off of an acting gig that he had in 1957 on the Kraft Television Theater. He was playing a part very similar to Elvis Presley, who was immensely popular in 1957. And on the show, he sang the song Teenage Crush. I'm talking about Tommy Sands. He had more success as an actor, so let's call him an actor who could sing. And we'll play Teenage Crush here in just a moment. And I'm going to follow that up with Gogie Grant. Gosh, you remember Gogie Grant? She was born September 20th, 1924, and her real name is Myrtle Audrey Arensberg. Born in Philadelphia, but spent her teenage years, actually the rest of her life, in the Los Angeles area. And her most famous claim to fame is The Wayward Wind. It went number one on the pop charts in 1956 and stayed there for 6 weeks. So we're going to open up with Tommy Sands, go over to Gogie Grant, and then we'll play on from there. And I'll be back and we'll talk about the music I played. And by the way, I'm Barry Hazel, your host for the next 2 hours of the Rockaberry Weekend. Let's hear Tommy Sands.
They call it a teenage crush. They don't know how I feel. They call it a teenage crush. They can't believe this is real. They've forgotten when they were young and the way they tried to be free. All they say is this young generation is just not the way it used to be. I know that I know my own heart, but you say I'm trying to rush. Please don't try to keep us apart. Don't call it a teenage crush. Forgotten when they were young and the way they tried to be free. All they say is this young generation is just not the way it used to be. I know that I know my own heart, say I'm trying to rush. Please don't try to keep us apart. Don't call it a teenage crush.
Days, and I guess the sound of the outward bound made him a slave to his wandering wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind. Next of kin to the wayward wind. Oh, I met him there in a border town. He vowed we'd never part, though he tried his best to settle down. A restless wind, a restless wind.
Special treat. Why? Because you love me. We found the perfect love. Yes, a love that's yours and mine. I love you and you love me all the time. Yes, I love you.
I'll always love you so. Why? Because you love me.
Yes, you love me. We found the perfect love. Yes, a love that's yours and mine. I love you and you love me.
Looking back over my life, I can see where I caused you strife. But I know, oh yeah, yes, I know. I'd never make that same mistake again. Looking back over my deeds, I can see signs a wise man needs. And if I just had a chance, I'd never make that same mistake again. Once my cup was overflowing, but I gave nothing in return. Now I can't begin to tell you what a lesson I have learned. Looking back over the slates, I can see love turn to hate. But I know, oh yes, I know, I'd never make that same mistake again.
Does she love me with all her heart? Should I worry when we're apart? It's a lover's question I'd like to know. Does she need me as she pretends? Is this a game? Well, then will I win? It's a lover's question I'd like to know. I'd like to know when she's not with me, if she's still true to me. I'd like to know when we're kissing, does she feel just what I feel? And how am I to know it's really real? Oh, tell me where the answer lies. Is it in her kiss or in her eyes? Well, it's a lover's question I'd like to know. I'd like to know when she's not with me, if she's still true to me. When we're kissing, does she feel just what I feel? And how am I to know it's really real? Oh, tell me where the answer lies. Is it in her kiss or in her eyes? It's a lover's question I'd like to know. I'd like to know, I'd like to know.
A rainy night in in Georgia. It seems like it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. Neon signs are flashing, taxi cabs and buses passing through the night. A distant moaning of a train seems to play a sad refrain to the night. A rainy night in Georgia. Such a rainy night in Georgia. Lord, I believe it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. How many times I wondered. It still comes out the same. No matter how you look at it or think of it, it's life, and you just got to play the game. I find me a place in a boxcar, so I take my guitar to pass some time. Late at night, when it's hard to rest, I hold your picture to my chest, and I feel fine. But it's a rainy night in Georgia. Baby, it's a rainy night in Georgia. I feel it's raining all over the world. Kinda lonely that, and it's raining all over the world. Oh, have you ever been lonely, people, and you feel that it was raining all over this man's world? You're talking about raining, 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 raining over the world.
This is for all the lonely people, thinking that life has passed them by. Don't give up until you drink from the silver cup and ride that highway in the sky. This is for all the single people. Silver cup, you never know until you try. Well, I'm on my way. Yes, I'm back to stay. Well, I'm on my way back home. Get it.
Love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. love you, gal. Yes, I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
Honeycomb, honeycomb.
Well, it's a darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honey bee looking for a home, and they called it a honeycomb, and they roamed the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb in the one sweet fall, and the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips. So honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my home. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my home. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. And he made a little tree, and I guess you heard whopping. Well, he made a little bird, and they waited all around until the end of spring. I guess every note that the birdies sing, and they put them all in the one sweet tone for my honeycomb. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my home. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, a honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, a honeycomb be my home. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bird, I'm gonna look all around for a little old word. It sounds about sweet like a turtle dove, and I guess I'm gonna call it love. And he roamed the world, looking everywhere, we're getting love from here, love from there. And he put it all in a little old part of my baby's heart. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my home. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my home. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb, number one for Jimmy F. Rogers in 1957. Got him a gold record, too. It spent a total of 23 weeks on the Billboard charts. He was born in Camas, Washington on September 18th, 1933, and he's still around. And prior to that, Buddy Holly with Peggy Sue from November of 1957. It only went to number three, but it was a gold record. And Buddy Holly will celebrate, well, he won't celebrate anything, but people celebrate his birthday because he was born on September 7th, 1936 in Lubbock, Texas. And the day the music died was February 3rd, 1959. And two birthday boys, the Righteous Brothers, Bill Medley, born September 19th, 1940, and Bobby Hatfield, born August 10th, 1940. You've lost that loving feeling. Number one for those guys in 1965. And Bobby Hatfield died in 2003 of a heart attack, died in his sleep in a motel room. And prior to that, one of my favorite groups out of the 70s, America, with Lonely People. It's off of their holiday album from 1974. The birthday boy is Jerry Beckley, born September 12th, 1952. Beckley, Jerry Beckley, Dewey Brunell, and Dan Peake were all in London. They were children of U.S. Air Force, U.S. servicemen stationed in London. And that's where they met. They met in high school in London, formed America, got a recording contract right out of high school, and started recording in London. They moved to the United States and continued their career. To this day, the only one not around is Dan Peake. He left the band in 1977 and died in 2011. And prior to Lonely People, Rainy Night in Georgia, Brooke Benton, January of 1970. Reached number four for Brooke on that year and a gold record. He hadn't charted a hit single since early 1964. And when he got the Tony Joe White penned Rainy Night in Georgia, he couldn't wait to record it, and for good reason. He's stamped all over it. The phrasing in the song is just beautiful by Brooke Benton. Now, he was actually a very successful songwriter before he started getting into the top 40. He helped pen the next song on our list, A Lover's Question. Clyde McFadder from late 58 into 59. Gold record for Clyde McFadder, and Brooke Benton helped write it. And he wrote the Nat King Cole hit, Looking Back, from 1958, April of 1958, reached number 5 and spent 16 weeks on the Billboard charts. And prior to all that, we played Frankie Avalon. Birthday boy Frankie Avalon, born September 18th, 1939. And the song, Why, was a hit in late 59 and into 1960. And it was Frankie's second and last number one hit. His first one was Venus. And we had The Wayward Wind from Gogie Grant. Number one in 1956, spent 6 weeks in that position. And she has a September birthday, September 20th, 1924. And she died just recently, March 10th of 2016, at the age of 91. And we opened up with Teenage Crush from Tommy Sands. Okay, let's take our first break of the afternoon. 2 minutes, and I'll be back with a lot more of the Rockaberry Weekend.
That you gave to me, and it's signed with love, just like it used to be. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got your picture, she's got you. I've got the records that we used to share, and they still sound the same as when you were here. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got the records, she's got you. Bye.
I've got your class ring. That proved you cared. And it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she's got you. I've got your memory, or has it got me? Got your class ring, that proved you cared. And it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she's got.
It entered the charts in February of 1962, and on the country side it went number one, and on the pop side, number 14, Patsy Cline, She's Got You. Hank Cochran wrote that beauty, and the fans of Patsy Cline can celebrate her birthday September 8th, 1932, and she died in a plane crash on March 5th, 1963. Well, coming up next on the Rockaberry Weekend Show, Marty Robbins, NASCAR driver, actor, singer, songwriter, instrumentalist, Grammy winner, Grammy Hall of Fame for his song El Paso, and a World War II veteran. He was born Martin David Robinson on September 26, 1925. In November of 1956, he issued Singin' the Blues. Now, it wasn't his first country hit, but it was his first hit to move on to the Billboard Top 100. So in 1956, it went number one country and number 17 on the Billboard pop charts. Over the years, Marty accumulated 17 number one singles on the country charts, recorded over 52 albums. He died of a heart attack on December 8th, 1982, just before the release of his last movie, Honky Tonk Man, with Clint Eastwood. As a matter of fact, Honky Tonk Man was the last charted hit for Marty Robbins. The song Singin' the Blues was written by country music singer-songwriter Melvin Ensley. He was born in Arkansas on January 30th, 1934, and when he was 3 years old, contracted polio, which confined him to a wheelchair for the rest of his life. After Marty Robbins recorded this song, he became a very much in demand songwriter. Okay, enough chit chat. Let's get into some music. Here's Marty Robbins singing the blues.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. You, why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. I never felt
did I ever lose your love, dear? Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
Bottle is almost empty. The clock just now struck ten. Darling, I had to call you to our favorite place again.
We know it's wrong for us to meet, but the fire's gone out at home, and there's nothing cold.
And down the mighty Mississippi, we took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles, and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them, on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Just a dream,
just a dream.
All our plans and all our schemes,
all our schemes.
How could I think you'd be mine?
You'd be mine.
Lies I tell myself each time. I know that we could never last. Please leave me alone.
do I love you?
I love you.
How can I live in misery? I know that I won't forget you. But now I know it's too late for me. Your picture is always with me. I can still hear that same mournful song. And now I sit here crying. Please leave me alone. Oh, why do I love you? Now I know it's too late for me.
Blue moon, blue moon, blue moon, keep shining bright. Blue moon, keep on shining bright. You're gonna bring me back, come on, baby, tonight. Blue moon, keep shining bright. I say blue moon, I'm Kentucky, to keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Well, the heat was on one moonlight night, stars shining bright, whisper on high, love, say goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Keep on shining, shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining, shine on the one that's gone and left me blue.
Blue Moon of Kentucky, Elvis Presley, Bill Black, and Scotty Moore. A Bill Monroe penned tune, big hit for Bill back in 1946-47. And among the first songs that Elvis recorded with Scotty Moore and Bill Black. Bill Black's the bass player, Scotty Moore the guitar player. Called themselves the Blue Moon Boys after the success. It's a very regional success of this song. From what I've read, Bill Black brought the song to a recording session. During a break, he picked up his bass and started slapping it and singing in falsetto, Bill Monroe style, with Blue Moon of Kentucky. And then Elvis got into it. And then Sam Phillips said, hey, wait a minute, guys. Go back. Let's work on this song. And that's what they did. And they came out, instead of a three-quarter time song, it came out a 4/4 song in a real bluesy manner. I chose this song because Bill Black has a birthday, September 17th. He was born in 1926, and he died of a brain tumor, October 21st, 1965. And the Bill Black Combo, which he formed in 1959 with a lot of great players, and I'm not going to go through all of who played in the Bill Black Combo, but the Bill Black Combo was extremely popular. Even without his namesake, touring with the band, he was too ill from about 1963 on. He was extremely popular with the Beatles. And in 1964, their 13-city tour of the United States, they wanted Bill Black Combo to be their opener. Bill was too ill to actually do the tour, but the Combo was there. As a matter of fact, Paul McCartney owns Bill Black's stand-up bass. Okay, I better hurry through the rest of what I played. Just a Dream, Jimmy Clanton, there's a birthday boy for you, born September 2nd, 1940. He's still around. Got the gold record for Jimmy. And A Worried Man, the Kingston Trio. Boy, there's a lot of history there. Happens to be a birthday of one of the past members, John Stewart, who was born September 5th in 1938. All of the original members are gone except for Bob Shane. And prior to A Worried Man, The Battle of New Orleans, Johnny Horton, written by a school teacher, actually a school principal, Jimmy Driftwood. He liked to write historical songs with a little humor to keep his students interested. The song went to number one, stayed on the charts for over 4.5 months. Billboard listed as the number one song of 1959. Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty, and that's the first hit they had in 1971, After the Fire Is Gone. Over the next 10 years, they had 12 charted hits. 5 of them reached number one. They received 9 different country music awards from various organizations and a Grammy for Best Country Performance by a Duo or Group for this song, After the Fire Is Gone. Conway Twitty has a birthday coming up September 1st. He was born in 1933 and he died in 1993 from an abdominal aortic aneurysm. Okay, let's take a break for the top of the hour. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with hour number 2 of the Rockaberry Weekend.